ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। आई सल्यूट ऑल द ग्रेटेस्ट सेंट्स एंड सेजेस ऑल ओवर द यूनिवर्स एंड सीक देयर ब्लेसिंग्स इन स्टार्टिंग दिस आई मीन डिस्कोर्स फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ द सीकर्स हु वेरी मच will like to know things beyond the normal mundane plane. May the Lord help me in delivering things that will definitely help the human being supposed to be the peak of Bhagavan's creation. Our main thing we should know is not simply eating, sleeping, being in captivity by so many forces and spending our days and nights, years and decades, after all, to end in emptiness or in rather more difficult, you know, surroundings and circumstances, internally and externally. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord clearly declares that this world is of a completely transmigratory nature, where all sorts of experiences are made available to the living being as per the three modes of material nature and the prarabdha karma. They have got three loads, namely prarabdha, agami and sanchita, under whose dictates they have got to inextricably work and eke out what they are to eke out by way of action and reaction. When we act, there is a reaction definite. Even Newton's laws of nature says action and reaction are equal and opposite in the ordinary dynamic plane. When that is the case, how much more in the cosmic plane, where our every action is registered and for which a sure reaction is bound to come. So, in this discourse, we are trying to enlighten the human beings who are supposed to have sixth sense, distinct and different from the lower creation. A man is going to spend all his days and nights like an animal, then it's very pathetic, and we have got to deem that he has misused the privilege afforded to him by either evolution or God in having made him a better being. The fundamental point that a human being should understand is that he is far superior to any other creation, and unless he makes use of his discriminatory power, it is possible for him to behave even far worse than the inferior creations. It is really lamentable that people should have no goal in life, and they should simply think that working, eating and satisfying the senses and carrying on is of paramount importance for the human existence. In the ancient scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita, told to Arjuna by the Lord at the Kurukshetra battlefield 5,000 years back, the Lord has clearly advocated so many ways for a normal human being to reach a plane of tranquility, peace and divinity. That was told to Arjuna, the battlefield. The Lord has told all that with great kindness to and mercy to the human beings, you know. But for such enlightenment, he has got at his hands only the mind, senses and indriyas all unbaked, and that can take him anywhere and run amok in any plane they want. An uncontrolled man is more an animal than ending better. An animal has got all senses and it is tempted towards the objects of senses simply by instinct. A man without discriminatory power is simply an animal without any, you know, restraint on himself, and is as well moved by the instinct as animals. Is it to be the case for the advanced creation of the Lord? No, it is not to be the case. The two types of people, the asuras and the devas, the people who are divinely inclined and who are asurically inclined. We cannot tell ending the asuric people, because for them the propensities of tamas and rajas predominate. They have even a very minor percentage of sattva only. So in this lower state of creation, we have got to reconcile to the, animal behavior of human beings, and they are virtually only two-legged animals. For coming to any good, first one should get sattva. Sattva is got by punyam. Punyam is got by adherence to scriptures, laws and injunctions of Vedas and the revealed scriptures. Without any knowledge, any of these higher things, it is very, very unfortunate that, as about many persons are carrying on, as slaves, the only aim being, how to earn money, how to run these things, how to get this, how to get that. And 1,000 anxieties every day, not freeing him even for a moment to contemplation on the Absolute. We are telling this to those fortunate people who have been blessed by God to come out of this, tangle or the difficult situation by virtue of punya karma. Pava karma yields pava, punya karma yields punyam. When you are, one is a lot immersed in pava karma, the question of release or happiness is totally ruled out. When people by the grace follow the divine guidance and the injunction of the Shastras, they get more and more opportunity to understand that they are higher persons and they are given a deserving surroundings where they are able to pray and evolve more. We can understand that in this very world, some people are very happy, some people are very unhappy, and certain people even don't get the morsel of food for their daily existence. Why this discrepancy? It is because the way in which your inner content is, you get the surroundings arranged. If you are a pious man, if you go by Shastras, if you go by injunctions of Vedas, if you obey big people and all, then the Lord is pleased and you are given a nice surrounding. If you behave like an animal, you disobey Shastras, disobey elders, disobey sadhus and saints, and go your own animal way, then you had it. The Lord records every one of your action, and you are given a sufficient reply, not by anybody, but by the Lord, and under whose command the material nature places you where you should be placed. Why a man is going in the Pontiac car, why a man is running, why a man is not having a tea, why a man is simply inclined to trouble others, why a man is inclined to be a brute, and why a man cannot at least even bear the suffering of an ant. Mark the evolution. The base man is having no sense of anything better, no sense of asceticism, no sense of God, no sense of higher plane, and his whole idea is, or his whole humble living is, to live like an animal. But as you evolve by your punyam, you understand the higher nature of your own inner being, and thereby the reward is you get peace, you get tranquility, you have a clear direction to follow, and you are walking in a way that you yourself feel inside tranquil. See, birds of the same feather flock together. If you are a person deserving something, your surrounding, your everything will be arranged by the cosmos, the same way. You can understand. Some people are placed in nice surroundings, some people are placed in not such nice surroundings. Some people labor very hard, some people are given an easy life. All is because it is in proportion to your inner nature. If you are a brute inside, you will be confined. If you are a broader man, you will be given broader space for, your activities. A saint flies all over the world in the name of the Lord. A saint flies all over the world in the name of the Lord, because by associating with the Lord, he gets supreme freedom. Whereas a karmi, bound leg and heels, is simply confined to a small orbit for the whole of his lifetime. Understand, your commission is to evolve, to know things better, to be grateful to the Creator, and not simply carry on as a five-sensed entity. Six sense should be made use of, and then you will have better things around, better surrounding around, better air to breathe, and better plane to live on. So we get what we deserve. If you are a very placed in a very poor way, let us understand we have done no good in the last life. We have been misers. We have not minded any human suffering. We have not, paid any heed to God. So in this birth, a man is born with all limitations and even a stringent difficulty to get daily bread. If you do punyam, it is said, dhanat dharmam tadasugam. In Vedas it is said, dhanat dharmam tadasugam. So when you get wealth, you can do charity, and thereby you can earn punyam. So all this is to be understood by a human being, so that he will not simply an animal packed in within four walls with other animals as co-beings, but he will be somebody divine with God around and doing better commissions in the world and making more and more happy, relieved and retrieved. Retriever of a soul is purely in the hand of the Lord. Lord is very merciful, but if you are going to have a deaf ear to the Lord, then nobody can help you going to hell. So these are the few points I would like to say in the early morning, and I do feel that a little bit of Bhagavad Gita, a little bit of the Lord's words, heard and digested every day, will go a long way in clearing the path and in making this world less difficult, removing the boulders in your path and making it somewhat smooth to walk. So may I request all of you to, evolve to a higher plane and, to have more God consciousness and have an easier path to walk, which I feel I'll be very happy if it is done by you people. So now at present I am stopping with this. Let us continue later on.
ഓം നമോ നാരായണായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഹരി ഓം ഹരി ഓം ഹരി ഓം പ്രോസ്റ്റേഷൻസ് ടു ഓൾ ദ റിയലൈസ്ഡ് സെയിൻസ് ആൻഡ് സേജസ് ആൻഡ് സീയേഴ്സ് ഓഫ് ദ പാസ്റ്റ് പ്രസൻറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഫ്യൂച്ചർ വി ആർ ബിഗിനിങ് ദിസ് ഡിസ്കോഴ്സ് വിത്ത് ആൻ ഐഡിയ ദാറ്റ് ദ ഫ്യൂ പീപ്പിൾ who are in the good books and mercy of the Almighty God, after undergoing many transmigrations, can somewhat be a little helped by such true information and guidance merely from the Lord, transmitted as an instrument. We have to understand that they are all in a network in this world for a limited period. By Maya, they are able to not go beyond and see matters. The future and the past and the present as well are there in this material world. Past, of course, is the register. Present we leave. Future we have no idea about. Unless graced by the Lord, this is an apparent plane where, like train passengers, we meet, join together and separate. What we can do to each other in reality is giving food, shelter and clothing alone is the absolute. Or can we give something to the co-souls around us towards some betterment? We understand that food, clothing and shelter are all very temporary and they are not able to give a static, permanent, eternal platform to any living being. We move about, we walk, we do, we talk and all. But where is our real place? What real thing we have done to people who depend upon us and live with us? Is it only giving food and the like? Or can we help their Atma from future transmigrations and see that they are not becoming beasts and dogs and donkeys in the later on birth, the coming birth? It is possible by a jnani or some enlightened man to help at least a few people around him. He knows the difficulties of transmigration and the various strata of existence that a living being has to cumbersomely occupy if it has not done any good for itself to, avoid such difficulties. As long as one is propelled by sattva, rajas and tamas, bondage is definite. You go beyond bondage only when you transcend sattva. This is rather an impossibility for an unbaked soul in this world. At the best, a man is able to evolve to sattvic stage. It's called a good man. a man who is very easy to move with and who does good to others. In the lower strata, we have got tamasic men, rajasic men, and rajasic such entities. They have no concept of ending better than animals. They involve, they move about and react the way actually crude animals react. Even in animals, we find a strata of specimens, very obedient and very much disciplined. This human being with two legs is so much degenerated in tamas that he even excels the animal qualities of a four-legged animal. Is it not pathetic that having got a human frame where you are free to move about, you are not chained anywhere, and you got the freedom to breathe the free air, have the free sun, and roam about as you like without any chain on your neck. Is it not something very special for you? You find all animals and lower creation are immediately controlled by the human being. They have not even physical freedom. You are given physical freedom, mental freedom and everything. And if you don't make use of it, is it not your fault that you are doing something that will earn you or that will bring for you very catastrophic existences? You should please think about this. Animal cannot think. It has got to be made to work. Morning, the bullock will be put on the cart. It has no option. It is given some grass and made to walk. But remember, you are not given any such difficulties externally by you. Of course, your karmas will make you roam about with whatever is what. It is also a sort of bondage, but it is nothing compared with the limited freedom that your physical self is having. The physical self of yours is fairly free. You are not chained early in the morning and asked to go somewhere and do some job, unless you are such a big criminal. In the jails you get it. So you should understand, by your own actions we can either degenerate or elevate yourself. How can you elevate yourself? By first of all learning to ascend from tamas to rajas, rajas to sattvic stage. How can you get sattva? By association of beings who are sattvic. It's very easy. See, you want to learn something or know something, you have got to go there. You want to learn medicine, you have got to go to the medical college. You want to be good, you should go to a good man. So everything needs a person to guide you. If you are going always to be amongst people of all sorts, then what guidance can you get? You are peaceful, then you talk. Your talk disturbs other man. Other man is extremely capable of disturbing you. This mutual disturbance creates a situation of great, heat, wherein both lose the peace of mind and both are exhausted. Are you to continue in such a plane throughout, at home, outside, everywhere? Or can you become something more nice, more calm, and create such a surrounding around you? It is possible. Only one thing you should know, the Supreme Controller, we are all, made by him. Our very obligation to him is to obey him and try to evolve day by day, year by year, decade by decade, by adhering to the instructions and guidance afforded by him via so many realized and advanced people in the divine line. Accepting in divinity, no two minds go together. It is a known fact that 100% synchronization is not possible anywhere else. So why not try a harmony for one and all by approaching the Supreme Being at whose lotus feet we are all peaceful, all comfortable, all beautifully in harmony with each other. Should you waste all your life in a sort of an animal existence, which will be only possible for you if you are a slave to your senses, mind and even indriyas? They are there. They can help you or they can rather give you trouble. Use your senses in the worship of the Lord, taking in all the divinity of the Lord. They help you. A nice flower unto the Lord, sweet-smelling flower, your idea that you are offering to the Lord is definitely very much filling. A nice sapad, a nice payasam, a nice prasadam you offer unto the Lord and take, it's really wonderful and filling. So there is a faculty or there is an eligibility for every item in your body to be made use of in the service of the Lord and evolve. What should be done for that? a humble prayer every morning. If you are deserving, you will be placed in such surroundings. If you are not so, you have got to work your way. Your present place is as per your past karmas. You have done all bad, you can't expect something good. You have done all good, you will not miss the good. So the present society you are having, if it is good, it is by virtue of your pura punya, adherence to Vedic injunctions, obedience to elders, obedience to the seers and seekers, and a sort of a better life you have already led in your past. So if you are now well placed, understand it is the dividend from your pura punya. If you are ill placed, understand it's a thing you are getting for your past actions. The cosmos will definitely provide you as per your action, the reactions. So how best can I walk in this world? I do not know. The world is so complicated. You are having so many things around. I am after all a speck over here. And my ability to walk by myself is not at all sufficient to take me in the correct path. What should I do? Very simple. My Lord, I am your child. Kindly help me. If this is addressed to the Lord in all sincerity, let me tell you, my dear friends, the person will never be let down. Let me be an ignorant man. Still, the Lord gives the required intelligence and guides him unto something good, and ultimately unto the supreme good and the supreme goal. Kalidasa was a very ignorant man. He was chopping a branch of a tree by sitting at the end of the tree. Such an ignorant person, by the mercy of the Lord, became such a big poet to create so many nice things. See? So, you have to understand that whatever the idiot we are, or whatever the fool we are, or however degraded we are, it's simply not any difficult thing at all for the Lord to retrieve us. Only we should have the grace to beg of Him, "My dear Blessed Lord, I am a fool, I am so bad, I am so degenerated, my senses and mind are so troublesome to me, I am not able to combat with them, kindly help me." The supreme wrestler, the supreme combatant, immediately takes charge of you, and you will find wonderful strength is flowing to make your lot much better by His grace. A fickle man cannot restrain from coffee or tea. What big advancement can he make? He is all surrounded by tempting things, and like an animal, his mind is ever ready to go into them. So where comes the question of yoga, and where comes the question of concentration on the Lord under such surroundings? He is not given time to think about. He is not given time to concentrate. He is not given any time for any individuality to stabilize himself. In the morning, he is interwoven with his domestic affairs. In the office, he is interwoven with his office affairs. In the evening, he is interwoven with the bus passengers and what not. And the night, he goes to sleep all exhausted, thinking of what is to be done tomorrow. So many problems face him, all by karma. In Kali Yuga, we are placed in a very disadvantageous state. We don't get help from within and from around. All things around are going to contribute more and more towards, a degeneration than towards an elevation. Our surroundings are such that people are all drunk in situation and mentality that seldom any good help can come to you unless you segregate yourself and go ahead praying unto the Lord to help you. We find distractions, we find easy escapism in human beings. They are not wanting anything because they don't have the capacity to purify and think of the absolute. Any cheap entertainment, any song, any talk, any television, any something diversion to his normal, mundane and monotonous routine is most welcome to him. This escapism is not the ultimate. You can't escape throughout your life. The body will become old. You will be under, inextricable circumstances and surroundings as you get older still. Don't think escapism is possible. You will be well bound by your own actions. Unless you take refuge, a sensible, humble man, at the lotus feet of the Lord, remember, you are going to be a prisoner and worse in due course than better. Because there is a good example given by a very great saint. A man when born is having 100 meters of rope around his neck, tied to a peg. But as days roll along, as years roll along, as decades roll along, he has so much turned and turned and turned and circled the peg that towards old age he is already having 1 foot and he is unable to raise even his neck above the, peg to a comfortable level. It's a clear point. We are born, we are children, we go to school and all, we are fairly free. then we start integrating ourselves, we start entangling ourselves as per the goading of the previous prarabdha. And in no time, man is gone to the college, studies and all, gets married, begets children, becomes a father, becomes a grandfather, and so on and so forth. And when the body has become completely old, he has got only further karmas woven around him, and a very pathetic, pitiable body that even cannot function by itself without external help. He is definitely going to the affair. You are all so much, you know, bound by the big, thick Himalayan veil of Maya, that you seldom become aware of this truth at all. You are not given any chance. How can you become aware of? Big mountain is standing before you. Can you see beyond the mountain? Himalayan mountain is there. Can you see China? So this Maya is so potent and powerful that unless addressed by the Lord or ordered by the Lord, it will not leave you. Take it from me. Accepting the Lord, nobody can free anybody. You can see 80-year-old men, 70-year-old men, 96-year-old men, still walking with small children on the road, going to the kerosene shop and all, and having a poor lot. He has got only a small period ahead, but he is not bothered. Because he has not been given the required intelligence, because his own karmas are heavy. He has not surrendered to God. He has worked throughout for his own, my this, my that, my this, my that. And then he has got only my around him, not God. When your my is so capital, there is no place for God. So the result is, he again come back. As though drawn by a rope, with all these karmas well worn around you, your neck is simply drawn and put into a womb. You come into the womb of woman again. Miserable, very miserable. Then you have got around you people not of your choice, but people chosen by your own prarabdha. You may get a brutish father who may blow you 5 times a day, even when you are very young. If you are a punya man, as Bhagavad Gita says, you know, you will be born in a rich family or in a family of yogis, where from the beginning itself you will get a peace of mind, you will get surrounding such, and a nobility to think of the Lord, though you are very young. See, Dhruva. See, though he had a misfortune of being kicked away by his stepmother and father, without his own consent for that, yet he was so noble, he went and prayed and saw Lord Vishnu. How many in this world are now wanting such a appearance or the contact with the Lord? They are all gone so base that daily bread, cheap entertainment, sensual appetite satisfaction and the like are enough for them. You give some grass to an ass, he is satisfied. He doesn't want to hear even a kirtan going on in the radio. Grass himself and the world, he is quite okay with that. So when we abuse our position and leave it like animals, we are only to symbolize our own selves. You are given discriminatory power. God is there. He says, even the most Mahabhavi I will help. You are not going to listen to God, and you are going to listen only to few of your own fickle people, then where do you get peace? You don't get peace. Fickle animals can only make you more fickle. Remember, God is supreme perfect. Any association with the supreme perfect will make you perfect. Any association other than that, the imperfect will make you imperfect. Even if you are a more perfect person, you will have to suffer dilution by virtue of your company chosen by your own self, by your mentalities. So, in the sattva and rajasic level, it is very pathetic. By a grace, if you reach in the rajasic and tamasic level, it is very pitiable. By chance, if you reach sattva, there are some hopes. If you get sattva, what will be the tendency for you? You will slowly segregate your self whenever opportunity is given. You will go to some meetings where God is being spoken. You will go to some temples. You will associate sadhus and sannyasis. And you will try to inquire how far I am away from the Lord or near the Lord. What I can do to make my Lord better? Am I just to be like this and spend my days? Or can I have something better like these great sadhus? They seem to be very much happy and they are happy. They talk of the Lord. They are not wanting cheap diversions. They are dedicated themselves. They are also people born like me. Then why am I such a slave to my senses? Why I want very badly my morning coffee? Why I am not able to segregate from sensual objects myself? This should make you think that given the proper direction and grace by the Lord, you can also evolve. Your Lord is not always shouting this and that, they, what up, like all that. It's not like that. If you are going to spend your time in educating ignorant people and saying vada vada shapura vada vada, then when are you going to inquire about your own soul? You are concerned with the things you have brought into the world. You have got 24 hours only for that. If given 36 hours, you will be quite happy about it. Then where comes the question of your salvation? Then your boys grow up and you have no time for God. In mending all these imperfect things, you spend your life. And you have not become perfect either. You can only give them algebra, geometry. More than that, you cannot give any soul knowledge to them. And they go and suffer here, there, earning, eking, about 5,000 applications for 2 posts. And all anxiety, will my boy get the job all right? How will he come? How will he go? Like all that. Let me tell you, my dear friend, if only you take to God, your boy will get the job. Your boy will get it all right. Instead of you becoming anxious about the boy, the Lord will become anxious. He will provide clear opening. There are clear cases I have seen in my very life where people from the very low strata have been lifted to very great heights. So what I suggest, you are becoming anxious and trying to spend your whole lifetime with your progenies and creation that you have brought in and who have come in by virtue of their prarabdha. You pray unto the Lord and let them also pray. Lord is supreme person. They can get anything for anybody. So your fickle self, instead of getting all anxious over the welfare of people, if only you could, surrender and you know, beggar the great being, things would be much better off. Have you created the factory? Were you sure of your job when you were born? Who placed you over there? What ignorant head you had at LKG? And how is now you are a PhD? How did you do that? How this small little child has become so big? By whose power? Who has given the propensities inside you? Have you made it yourself? How from about a 2-foot child it is growing to 6-foot man? What is all this? How it happens? Understand, there is a miracle of the Lord. Don't deny him. Don't try to go astray. If you want anything better, remember the man who made you from 2 feet to 6 feet will make you anything and everything conducive to you in the world. You are not always at the mercy of people. At 1 or 2 you are at the mercy. But as you started by prarabdha, by everything, in a very mysterious way you have become 6-footer. You have put weight and all. You get faculties to play, to walk, to talk, to do so many wonderful things. Were they in you when you were born? Then who has generated all that in you? Think for a few minutes. How you have become such a nice somebody? Did you have that in your early childhood? No. So there is a cosmic law that will make you what you are to be made. And if you are wise enough, you will understand that it is only correct that you try to know who is a lawgiver. If you take refuge at the lotus feet of the supreme boss, then what is not possible for it to be got? Instead of going and begging and living in a small four-walled building, day in and day out conversing and trying to go into various moods as per your surrounding, is it not better that you invite the Lord inside and have a company with him? Don't you think it will be better? All fickle and all, you know, unsteady people trying to get into some solution and getting at nowhere. Don't you think the Supreme Perfect Being will be able to help you inside your own place? So remember, just try to be wise. Try to avoid your difficulties. There is the Lord. He is opening his hands. He is free. He is very ready to embrace you with all love. Only thing you have got to understand this is you can understand only if you get a little out of your animal propensities. You see, you keep some food. The animal's only concern is to run to the food. You have got 5 senses. So if objects of senses are there and if you don't control, then what can you think? You will run towards sense objects. And for a man in the run, where is stability? Where is contemplation? Where is anything higher? We are going to eat payasam in the hotel. Your idea is only payasam. You cannot see the fan over there. You cannot see even a nice picture of the Lord hung before you and exhibited before you. Your idea is payasam. Sapadu payasam. The Lord Vishnu is before you. A nice picture is there. He is exhibited. But you don't even look at the picture. You want to eat your payasam to the maximum. So when you are so much a slave to the sense objects of the world, understand your living is not the way you should live. You cannot keep on eating 5 times, 6 times a day, you know. So once having got satisfied with your minimum or your maximum or whatever you want, try to lift your head up and see the picture of the Lord before you. your nice hotel, all right, you have taken your chapati or your, you know, Mysore pak or this or that. Just lift your head. There is a Lord's picture before you. Why don't you, before eating and going away, look at the Lord? Like that, in this life you have been given so many things. Eat, I don't say no, I don't say run to the Himalayan mountains, eat it all, then at least look up and thank the Lord who is right before you, though you can't see Him. Thank the great being. Unless you are an animal, you will not be so ungrateful as not to thank a person who helps you. Even animals thank. Dogs shake the tail, you give a little food. If human beings are so much degenerated, not to thank the very man who gives everything to them, light, sunshine, water, food, clothing, and all health, then what are we to think that person to be? So I am saying all this in a charged tone because it's good for you and me, for everybody, to thank a person who is doing supreme good to us. Forget him and be gossip here and there. Never think there is a God at all. And be our association of five senses, indriyas and intelligence, are our real pattern. That's our recreation club. We have a recreation club, always associating with equal, similar minds, talking this rubbish or that rubbish, and, you know, wasting the day, becoming tired. Even this talk you can't have for long, talk for half an hour, 1 hour. You get terribly bored. The talker gets bored and the caller also gets bored. And you walk away promising to meet tomorrow with a renewed atmosphere. Is it all? You see, you can think and talk God, talk of God 24 hours. You'll have no problem. It'll be so nice. It's not like one friend talking to another man and each getting bored and getting a little relaxation to meet again and talk. About God, you can talk 24 hours. His joy, joyful thought is forever joyous. There's no boundary. Remember that. Please remember, it's all felt and told. It's realized and told to you, not some fiction somewhere. So, today I have told and shared with you people some of my very genuine inside affairs. It will help you. See, your child always knows to cry and weep because he's imperfect. And you pacify him throughout, educate him, this and that. That means you are a 30, 40 year old person is becoming a child again. You have descended down to a 5 year or a 3 year or a 2 year old baby's brain. The time spent by you is all lost. So, after growing up, PhD, MHD and all that, you are now coming back to tend a child 3 years and 4 years and behave with the child as though you are also another ignorant child. You get me that? So, any time spent with a saint or God is a positive asset. Any time spent with ignorant specimens is a negative dream. What do you gain by spending your time with small children and ignorant people day and night? A 60-year-old man behaving as though he's a child by taking a 4-year-old child in the hand and telling him, do you want mutai, do you want that, do you want that? At 50 he's supposed to renounce. At 60 he's supposed to be with the Lord. You find a 70-year-old man catching a small baby in the hand, oh, there is mutai, oh, do you want this, see this, see that. So, the next step for him is to be a baby again. He will proceed or he will succeed somewhere, something. Do you want such an existence again? Are you not old and mature enough to think of higher things? This samsara, this grandson, grandchild, is all everything for you? Do you want to come and get packed in the womb again? 10 months, mind you, not 1 or 2 days. Where you live? The most abominable area, abominable area. Please think about all this. Get into some senses. Working does not give you any enlightenment. Any insentient karma is incapable of giving you enlightenment. You get enlightenment only by the grace, by joining people who are enlightened. You can work day in and night, be a driver, engine driver all your life, still you will be as fool as you are to start with. You know how to drive the engine, that's all. What more do you know? You can have your pension and again make your son an engineer or a driver or engine driver. So that's all your enlightenment will be, unless you go to sadhus and saints, unless you are propelled by God for such activities. Remember, anyone born a fool will remain almost a comparative fool as far as his soul knowledge is concerned. You may solve big mathematics, you may become a very big professor telling physics and what not, but remember, you have not known anything about your own self or your Atma or the Lord in truth. So once again, you will come back. You see, once again you will come back and repeat the story. I am repeating. No insentient karma at any time can give you such an enlightenment to walk towards the goal or better use. The only way is to surrender, beg off, get the company of devotees and sadhus who are all fully established in the soul science and in their communication with the Lord. Communion, I'll call it. So, not always getting bound by sattva, rajas and tamas, and not wasting your time simply in gibber, and don't become a child once again when you are 55 and spend all your time in talking like a baby or ignorant and, you know, what shall I say, I mean unenlightened and, you know, ordinary talk. Try to think. You can always talk rubbish. You can always become an LKG boy. But for you to become a PhD is difficult. You have got to get guidance. Even a matriculate man can easily become an LKG man by associating with ignorant and innocent children. But if you want to become a college man, you have got to go to college. If you want to become a PhD, you have got to take, instructions from a professor, advanced professor. So if you want to become godly, you have to go to godly men. Or at least here, or at least make some arrangement to get a contact of what they speak or how they live and all that. Under this God, remember, my dear friend, you are wasting one more life. This year you may be a big man. We don't know how you will be placed in your next, existence. This way it's a research path. The path you are walking in the world is a research path. It's like a cat on the wall. It can jump to hell or it can make you comfortable. So please think about all these points. Contemplate and see that you are doing some good to your own good self. You have got an Atma, a precious Atma, the very same Atma that is in sages and saints, the very same Atma that has been bhaktas. Only you need the grace to know a little about that. And once you know a little about that, there will be a natural tendency for you to advance. See, you are given a small light. You would like to know what the bigger light is. But if you don't know light at all, then you will think ignorance and darkness is the entire world. What a pathos, you know. The big sun shines. You are inside the room. You block all the doors and say, there is no light. Oh, in what greatness I am. In what great darkness I am. My dear friend, mind it. By surrendering to God, by praying every day, by begging at His feet, you are doing not a good to only yourself, but everybody around you. Your child becomes pious. Your wife becomes pious. Your mother is very happy that she got begotten a son who is so very nice and godly. And an idea of emancipation, or an idea of freedom, or an idea of lightness, or an idea of divinity is naturally woven around you by your such pious acts. Remember, if you want freedom, happiness and joy inside, money will not give you that, education will not give you that, your ego will not give you that, your anything will not give you that. Your dissolution of the ego in the Lord, and an ability to be one simple with others around you, taking the Lord to be the supreme guide and not yourself, taking the Lord to be the master and requesting Him, a guidance for your everyday act, that will make the entire team nice. We'll continue afterwards. This is what I got to say to you today. Kindly try to read something like Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam and the like, where the Lord definitely speaks to you. One is prepared to read Hadley Chase or P.G. Wodehouse or something like that. But the science of the Lord is for the person graced by the Lord. And when he starts reading the science of the Lord, true elation in him starts. Read a novel sometime, an hour. Your head aches. But know about the Lord. There is never an ache anywhere in you. Even if you are partially sick, you will get rejuvenated to know more and more about your own atmic strength. Remember, big sages are all not mild ones. But they are ever happy. Even all physical difficulties come for everybody, sickness and all. But the ordinary man is simply, downtrodden by the disease and won over him. But as saint, simply wins over anything. Because he knows the body is, after all, a very temporary affair. So for you to get into such a tranquil state, it's very much essential that you should establish a connection between the Supreme Paramatma and your identity you should realize as a Jivatma. All your connections, everything is due to the identification of your body, my wife, my child, my this, my that, my office. That my is only for your body, mind and senses in the relative plane. When you say my Atma, your Atma is not a servant. Your Atma cannot be ordered by anybody. The thing that is ordering is your karma, your three modes of material nature, and your need to react to other three modes of material nature. Is there any way out of it? Yes, there is something. Not overnight, but you have got to work. If you don't work, there is no way at all. Next birth also you have to come, other birth you have got to come, and you may be in the hands of somebody cruel, or by if you are a pious person, you may get a better place, but still you have got to come. Sidam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam kshine puni martyalokam vishandi evam traivida dharma manu prabannaha gadagadam kamagamahlabandi. That's the case. All Vedas, everything, can give you various stages of existence as per your performance and adherence to them. They don't give you liberation. And what do you get in the next birth? Same one woman, one children, biscuit, coffee, what not. Your wife in the next birth is born not born from the heavens. Somebody gives birth. By ignorance you contract a relationship with her. And then you carry on your usual body, mind, intellect, sensual business. Is it all? No, it's not all. So under Maya's domination and dictate, you are reconciled to carry on in a very ignorant way, life after life. There is a Lord who shows you the light, who shows you a stop signal. But you are not prepared to heed on to the red signal, you still walk, then there is trouble. All sorts of things in life. So this morning we are happy that we are able to speak about some subject that is of true